Video: 9 killed in fire at Massachusetts assisted living facility, unfathomable tragedy. By Amy Furr on July 14, 2025. Community members in Fall River, Massachusetts, are in shock and grieving after a fire erupted inside an assisted living facility and left 9 people dead and 30 people hurt on Sunday evening. Some of the residents were trapped inside the Gabriel House while others hung out their windows calling for help as the flames grew just before 10 p.m., 11 Alive reported on Monday. The outlet said approximately 70 people live at the facility and many were rescued thanks to first responders who were called to the scene. Officials are investigating the cause of the blaze, and CBS Boston reported that while there were smoke alarms and sprinklers inside the building, it was unclear if they were working when the fire erupted. One wing of the building sustained fire damage, but there was smoke damage everywhere at the site, according to the outlet. Officials explained that the heavy smoke led to a chaotic scene. Fall River Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon said, "This is an unfathomable tragedy for the families involved in the Fall River community. On behalf of the Fall River Fire Department, I want to express our heartfelt condolences to the loved ones who are grieving this morning." Mayor Paul Coogan told a reporter city officials are now searching for permanent residences for the survivors in the aftermath of the deadly fire. One of the residents who survived said he grabbed his oxygen tank and tried to get out of the building, per WCVB. "I went to my apartment door, I opened it, and all the smoke from the hall went right in my face. And all I could do was just stand there and choke. And I thought it was going to be the end of everything," he recalled. Authorities said approximately 50 firefighters responded to the scene and 30 of them were off duty at the time. 5 of them suffered non-life-threatening injuries as a result of the blaze, per the 11 Alive article. The outlet noted that police officers also worked to break windows and carried residents out of the building. A neighbor identified as Joe Alves said he watched as officials pulled bodies and injured pets out of the burning building. He described the scene as terrible. Resident Lorraine Ferrara said she was rescued from a window and his crews were carrying her down a ladder. She thought, "Thank God. Thank God I didn't perish," adding she had thought she was going to die. "I'm so thankful to be alive," she concluded.